can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
On the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X, and sex is what we talk about here on Radio Susie One. Sex radio on the World Wide Web, worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation and vibration. Oh, I've been vibrating myself with my Doc Johnson pocket rocket, but it does sort of interfere with the transmission, I think. So we'll get back to that. In just a moment, brothers and sisters, but I'm so happy to be here with my butler and my prince.
Hey, doctor, doctor,
Max.
Doctor, I love you, baby.
Love you, baby. Yeah, absolutely. And that little giggle there is coming from my hot girly girl of the night. Miss Cadence St. John, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Susie One.
Yeah.
Hello, wow. Dr. Susie.
So excited to have you here. You've been teasing me. Oh, yeah, tease me some more, baby. Look at that hot body. Whoa. We are filming, and I believe we are on webcam somewhere. Is that webcam on Cadence here? Oh, she's got that cheetah print bra or something like that. And all those sexy tattoos, they all have a meaning, or...
Most of them do.
Yeah, I'm looking at Sailor Girl here, the American flag or something like that.
I have a demon around a girl.
Yes.
And it's for original sin, of course.
Original sin, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We're all about sin here on the show.
All the women.
All the women.
Bring trauma to all the countries. Pandora, Adam and Eve...
But that's because the myths are mainly...
patriarchal fucks.
Yeah, well, they're... I was going to say they're created by men, but sometimes they are actually created by women. They even say that the Old Testament was, to a great extent, written by a woman.
Yeah,
so,
Lilith.
You know, there's all kinds of women that cause trouble. We're troublemakers.
Hell yeah.
And that's why they love us. So, we also have a newbie here in the Dr. Susan Block Show. A virgin to the show, but he's no virgin to porn, right?
That's correct.
You're a porn star. Dane Cross
male talent.
Is here. And you're male talent. Male. I'm sorry. Porn star isn't used anymore?
No, it's used. I don't like the title, though.
You don't? Really?
No.
We were just talking about that earlier, why everyone's a porn star these days.
I think there's certain people who are porn stars, but the term is grossly misused in some instances.
But you have you won an award.
A couple.
Okay.
I don't think they mean much.
Best newcomer.
Yeah, they're, I mean, they are cool to win. It's nice, but I still have to work just as hard as every other male talent to live and make this a career.
So. Well, no one's questioning your work ethic.
Mm.
But
well,
we do. And that belly laugh there is from our friend. He has come back to us. Dylan.
Thank you, darling.
Welcome back to the
It's
Speakeasy.
Wonderful to be back here.
This is the new Speakeasy. What do you think of the new place?
I think it's fantastic. I really like the layout. It's got sexual feng shui written all over it.
It does. And
it's splattered all over the place.
It's a little chilly tonight. It's raining, but we're going to keep each other warm.
Man, my nipples are hard too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a shirt and a jacket.
Yes, it is. It's kind of shivery
hard.
Tonight. You're hot and hard and
I'm
ready
hard
to
hard.
Go.
I love the saint. She's beautiful.
Yep.
The saint. The saint is eating a cookie.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
what's in front of me.
Let's get back to the saint.
She's got a cigarette
now.
In the other hand.
That's good. That's good.
Well-balanced
I'm
diet.
Glad you're getting some nourishment.
Where's the alcohol? Do you need
the fire of your desire?
I think Susie gave me a weird green drink.
Oh,
it's
really
almost
tasty.
St. Patrick's Day. Would you like some more?
Well, I haven't drank this
yet.
One.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
It's called Agua Coco Liqueur.
Hmm.
Oh.
And you know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to lick some salt off of someone's body part.
I think that is a little strong for me, honey.
Is it?
Yeah, you said you were a weakling.
Well,
but
No, I looked at it. It's only 30 proof.
It's not that strong.
It tastes
strong. It's
just
strong. A little different.
30%.
If you don't drink this stuff normally, it's going to be strong. Right.
I drink the Jaeger.
You have to
agua
lick
is
this off of,
strong.
Could she lick this off of like your nipple side?
I'm not going to stop her from doing anything that she
okay.
literally wants.
So powder your nipple up here. It's totally legal. Okay.
It's totally legal?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And while you're doing that, we're going to talk to a caller.
We are? Okay.
Wow, it looks
whoa.
Like something.
Mike. Now, we don't need to know Mike's last name.
Okay, no.
Excellent.
And I need to put him on?
On line two.
Is that what I got to do? Hold on a second. Now,
according to this card, and this isn't necessarily what the caller wants, did you lick it off of his nipple? I missed that.
Oh.
Did you catch that on the camera somewhere? Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah. Now you're getting into it, right? Yeah. That's the idea. It's a ritual. Uh-huh. You're an agua girl now. Okay. So Mike is on line two.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
Okay, so let me know if you have something to say to Mike, and we'll turn your microphones off.
Hey,
hello,
Michael?
Mike.
Hello.
Hey, speak up, Mike, so we can hear you.
Hello.
There you go. So, your question is... You're horny. That's not a question, that's a statement, but that's okay to start.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering if...
He hung up?
Yeah, well.
All right, sorry about that.
Okay. Well,
hey,
he wanted to know
fuck?
If chronic masturbation is a bad thing.
Nope, I do it all the time. It got me into porn.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Chronic.
It's
well,
just
I mean, I would spend... I would literally spend anywhere between 4 and 8 hours masturbating.
That's
growing
chronic.
Up. That is chronic. But
a
I
day?
Turn I, a day, sometimes.
4 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
You do it alone, or
where'd
you have somebody do it for you?
No, I did it alone.
I mean, didn't you have extracurricular activities?
No,
at school?
I skip school sometimes even to do it. Now, here's the thing, I turn that into
a career.
A career.
Yeah. Dr. Susie, the
if you have a big enough dick.
I just read Jenna Jameson's book, How to Make Love by a Porn.
Porn star.
Like a porn star.
Yeah, like a porn star.
And it said chronic masturbation is what you need to do in order to gain control in scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I have excellent, I can come on command or I can keep going for however long I need
so
to be.
Okay, so Mike, if you're listening and
you have a big enough dick.
And a big enough ambition to be a porn star and, you know, expose yourself in that way, then your chronic masturbation is actually, like, part of your career plan.
Yes, and I got in through Craigslist, oddly enough. Craigslist, God bless it.
Oh,
that's how you got your first job?
Well, I had a girl who would have sex with me on camera,
uh-huh.
and we did amateur things, and from there it was just kind of history.
I need a towel.
She needs a towel, not for what you think. Actually, it is for what you think. She got all wet.
I got so wet. I need a towel.
I'll get you wet.
What'd you do?
This is the drink spilled.
Spill a drink.
I've got green.
Oh.
She got
table.
ETP all over the place. Mm-hmm. ET spooge.
What you guys don't know is that I have a thing for Dr. Susie.
I'd like to know more about that.
I've had a little bit of a masturbation fest on her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about that. It's related to the subject of masturbation.
It's a good segue.
You're a very powerful woman, and I've read a little more about you, gotten to know about your career, and it just makes me think that you're even more sexy.
Does it get you wet?
Yes. I'm wet right now.
Can I dip my
bread
in it?
Would you like a napkin?
No.
I'll be right back.
It's a natural state of being. Yes.
Well, that's very exciting, Cadence. I'm just so honored that a hot girl like you gets so wet over my history.
You know what? I've been with her I've known her for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
She came in to sell me an ad. She didn't. She sent this guy in. Who was a little short, fat, and bald.
A salesman for the radio station.
And I said, no, I'm not really interested.
And then he says to me, I think you'd better go in to sell this guy. I said, should I wear my miniskirt?
Oh.
Yeah.
So she came in, and she sold me an ad, and then she sold me a whole life. I was married when she came in, and I said, well, wait a minute, I can't, I'm like married and stuff, and yeah. I'm pretty good, nice boy.
And I didn't
boy,
do
you know?
Nothing Ooh. With married yeah. men, because I'm a pretty nice girl.
Right.
Pretty
but
nice.
Many years later, I got out of my marriage, and I called her up, and she was on the radio, and I said, Susie, when you're done with the show, why don't you stop by and... say hi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that how it went?
Yeah.
You said hi, but you never said goodbye. Okay. We'll see how that works.
Whatever.
That is greatness.
Yeah. It was great. And from that night on, wait a minute. From that night on,
hold on one second.
We've been together 24 hours a day.
Pretty much.
Except when I was in prison.
Well,
How long were you in prison?
For
24 of those 25 years.
And that's another story that we'll get into.
That's a whole other thing.
We've gotten in and out of that.
So we've got another caller. We're going to try this.
Okay.
One more
bear
time.
With me, guys. Here we go.
Be a bear. My voice is out now. Okay.
Okay. No. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, caller. James. Can you hear us?
Okay, James is in Arizona, and James, I understand you want to know if there is a way to increase cum production. Oh, yes, we have some experts on that subject. Is that your question, James?
Yes, basically, lucky enough to involve a couple of females.
You're involved with a couple of females, or did you say she-males?
Females.
Oh, females, okay. Either way, we're okay with it. Yeah. Okay, you're involved with a couple of females. So you've got two women. You've got a menage a trois, you lucky guy. So you want to have more cum for both, huh?
Well, they both are expecting to be basically shot in the face.
And are they porn stars or just garden variety women? Are they just awesome women that all the men that are listening want to find now? You're lucky. Maybe you should be a porn star. That you can attract two women like that want you to come in their face.
And I feel like I only have enough for one, basically, and just kind of look to see if there's a way that I can have enough to, blow it in both of their faces.
Right, okay. Well, we have, can we bring up Dane's mic here, because Dane is just, he's raising his hand like a kid in school.
You learn these things. You're like, this, how to do. Basic things like taking supplements, lysine and zinc, taking those on a daily basis will increase it. And also egg whites or any type of protein, specifically like egg whites and things like that, will increase your production of sperm coming a lot. That's what Peter North does. Everybody kind of borrows off of him and his ideas of what he the amount that he comes. Also, the catch is, I mean, you can't come a lot though too. If you come a lot, obviously you're gonna lose. You know, you can't avoid that. I think that's what's worked
really
for me the best.
It's really tough to increase your cum production.
But zinc,
I mean,
zinc and lysine
that's
has
almost
really
as
worked.
Tough as increasing the size of your penis.
Lysine, lysine.
Lysine, right. Lysine. It's generally designed for skin, but also a lot of water. You need a lot of water because it helps
water,
builds up a lot of
fun. Drink lots and lots of water.
And let me add something to that.
Yeah.
The natural Viagra is called cayenne pepper.
That keeps your cock hard naturally without Viagra.
Because it thins the blood and it can fill the vessel.
The testicles.
But you don't have a problem getting hard again after you've come once? No, you get hard easily again. It's just the cum to be able to.
Has he taken
lysine? Him out.
Has he taken any of those things?
You take any lysine?
Or zinc?
Or zinc?
No.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And have yourself an egg white milkshake.
Yeah.
Another thing, also, if you're shooting blanks, you might as well just eat pussy for a little while and just kind of lay off the shooting.
For sure.
And I mean, one thing that increases sperm production. And you might not like this because you're a guy with two girls, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm that kind of woman.
Mm-hmm.
Sperm wars. If you either have another guy there or you think about the girl being with another guy, it will raise your sperm count because your sperm will get competitive. Your sperm is competitive.
Was it a testosterone thing? Really? You're kidding.
They used to think that sperm was all like marathon runners, all running to the egg. They have found out through looking at sperm under a microscope that there's actually many different types of sperm. There are the runners, and then there are the killer sperm, and then there are the defender sperm. So sperm is really more like a football team or an army than like runners. And yet a man will not manufacture the whole football team if he feels perfectly secure that the woman that he's with is not with other men. Then he'll only manufacture the runners because nature is conservative and the man will conserve his sperm production.
Yeah.
So if you just feel that your two girls are not going to be with any other guys, you will produce a certain amount of sperm, just enough to get to the egg. Now, if on the other hand, you perceive that there's another male, there's competition somewhere in the vicinity, then your brain, your jealous, insecure brain, will send a message to your testicles that says, make more sperm. Make the killers to kill the other guy's sperm and make the defenders to defend our sperm so that we can get to the egg. And that will give you a higher sperm count.
Yep.
But we're not talking about Iraq.
Well, it's kind of the same kind of principle.
It's just a evolutionary thing where, men need to outcompete the other one.
Why do you think men like to watch porn? What is most porn? Most porn, much as, you know, it's kind of popular to watch a girl masturbating or watch two girls together, it's not all that popular. The most popular thing is to watch a guy with a girl.
Yep.
That's the most popular thing. They want to fantasize, replace themselves in that spot. Men want to see another guy screwing a girl that they're attracted to.
And want to think that they're better as well.
They may think that they're not. They may be humiliated. It doesn't really, I mean, in terms of the sperm count, it doesn't really matter. The sperm will go up because of the competition,
whether
they feel superior or inferior. You got it, James?
Yeah.
Okay,
wondering
good.
Wondering about
what? Pain?
No, taste.
Taste. That's genetics, but you know, a good diet, not smoking, not drinking, and pineapple juice.
Yeah, pineapple juice, celery. Celery has a lot of water.
And there's also supplements for men to have sweeter cum.
But it's, I mean, yeah, a lot of that's to do with genetics.
And molasses on your dick.
No, it's
You know, I think a lot of honey. I think a lot of natural sweeteners with a lot of water.
Yeah. Orange juice.
Yeah, not a lot of chemical stuff. Anything that's a processed food. You know, if you can't pee or poop it out, it's coming out of your skin or coming out of some fluid, some way.
Yeah.
So natural foods.
You got to experiment.
D detox,
with
man.
Your girls there.
Detox. A lot of fruits and vegetables, man, for a while.
But
a lot of water.
If you do go to
and
any
agua.
Sex shop.
Agua makes your sperm taste
yes.
alcoholic.
Yes.
There are supplements for men to have sweeter cum. Yep.
Okay, James, we've given you so much information.
Yes.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Let us know what happens. Call us next week and tell us about the egg whites and
the
sperm wart.
Zinc.
And wear goggles so don't shoot in your eye.
Okay, you're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And we're on.
We're on.
And we're on.
Are we still on? Or are we taking a break?
No, we're on.
Okay, now we have Ricky on line three.
Another one.
He wants to talk about his mom.
His mom. Okay. Hold on a second.
His mom. How do you
line
feel about
three.
Your mom?
Hold on a second.
I love my mom.
Yeah. You don't have a fantasy about your mom?
No.
Okay, Ricky,
a lot of guys
never
do.
Had a fantasy
how
about my
you,
mom or dad.
How do I like my mother or do I not?
Do you have any fantasies about your mom? Or how about older women?
My mom
older
had women, really large
I,
breasts.
Not your mom. More of an aunt thing.
My aunt thing. No, I am attracted to a definite amount of older women, that's for sure. And I wasn't necessarily before I got into the industry. Uh-huh. I was always attracted to either people my age or younger.
Right.
It's more like a dominant thing, like feeling more knowledgeable. Or, but having that, having gone through, you know, working with a lot of women who are like 30 or in their 40s, worked with Nina Hartley twice, which was a crazy experience. And ironically, it was my first, one of my first scenes ever in mainstream porn was with Nina Hartley.
Wow.
So that was kind of an honor. And then
definitely.
I worked with her like 2 years later. And
she's been on this show like 12 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's great.
It's just like an encyclopedia
she's
when
an
you
icon.
Work with her. So it's fun. She's like,
how about you, Dylan? You ever
you know,
fantasize about your mom?
No, not hardly. Okay. Nor my aunt, especially with what part of the world we come from. But I have, I did have a diet of older women growing up. I don't have a a cute boy like this handsome guy next to me's face. Mm. I grew up with a little more masculine face, so I've had older women kind of take me under the wing and learn how to take things kind of slow and have dialogue about what you like, what you don't like. So I've got a taste for women in general, but when they are mature enough to understand, that could be at any age. But I have a simple rule about women. All women need loving.
Oh, what about you, Dr. Susie?
Do I have a thing for my mother?
No. Do you have a thing for young men?
Young.
Yes.
Like 18 years
over 18.
Old. Just... ready to bang.
I really like all kinds of men, and at this point in my life, most of them are younger than me. So I guess that would help me. Okay, let's talk to Ricky.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Nobody asked me my story.
Oh, sorry. You're
gone.
When I was a little boy in Montclair, New Jersey in 1956.
Wow.
1956, that's a long time ago. I used to... go with the laundry guy. He would say, want to ride with me, Mickey, because that was my name. And I would get into the laundry truck, and we would go from house to house. And then he'd go, oh, this is Mrs. Johnson's laundry. And then we'd both...
Smell it.
Wow.
And sniff the panties.
Oh,
right? Okay. So that perverted me totally. I said...
This is what they did before the internet.
Right, before the internet. And I said, all right. And I was just a little kid. Today, if that happened, the poor laundry man would go to prison for 45 years.
Right? No more?
Instead of creating a great kid like me.
So, you know what? Ricky is on line two, but Persian Monir is on line four.
Persian Monir, bring it on.
Let's bring it on.
You know, I mean, okay, Ricky, stay with us in Florida there.
Don't go away.
We're going to talk
listen
about you and your mom in a little while.
And
Persia's a porn star.
Persia is
and she's a friend of the Speakeasy. She's been here twice. She was here last week for the first radio show in our new space. Persia.
I'll be here with
welcome. Hi, Persia. Yo. We got a little sound issue.
I know. Maybe I should call you from the landline.
Okay. Oh, you're not calling on a landline? You're okay.
Can you?
We're good with you, Persia. We loved having you here last Saturday for our first show of Radio Susie 1 here at the Speakeasy, and we call it Hookers and Persians because we had May Victoria and Persia Monier. And we talked about my experience at the Bunny Ranch. I was recently there for HBO's Cat House, and May was there for a trial run. And Persia is a hot porn star golfer.
MILF.
With a cute doggy. Oh, she brought her little dog. It was like a piglet. So why aren't you here tonight, Persia?
Well, I got my brains fucked out by the first American gigolo. He's the first legal male whore in the United States.
Speaking of hookers and Persians, right? Hmm. So he's the one that's, I've heard about him. He's in Nevada, right?
Yeah, Marcus Destin.
And you would recommend him? Would you actually pay for him?
I didn't pay for him.
I said, would you?
Me.
Would you? He charges, right?
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's a piece of ass.
And what about the other side?
He was worthy enough to be on one of my shoots, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he's getting some honest work, because I understand he couldn't get much action as a male hooker on whatever ranch he's on out in Nevada. He's not at the Bunny Ranch. He's at one of the other ranches. Can't get too many women to pay. Women don't have to pay.
No.
He's a young man with a he's on a mission, you know?
Yeah.
And he did instruction today. We fucked on a pool table.
You fucked on a pool table. Very good. I have a pool table. I'm going to bring it out.
We met in a magazine shop, and he recognized me, and I recognized him.
Aww.
It was just nirvana. You
That's
know?
Like porn star romance right there.
Okay.
You recognize each other, and then you have the chemistry, and then you fuck.
That's how I met my girlfriend.
Huh. Wow.
There we are, and we're on a pool table, and we're doing it, and it was great.
I was in the bathroom.
Okay, well, that's a kind of a good excuse for not being here, but we love you. We hope you'll be back next Saturday before you go back to Florida, okay?
And Persians are really hot.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Persians in general.
Yeah. Never had one. Come, honey.
That boner lookalike.
You hush, honey.
That's Dylan.
That's right.
Boner lookalike. Bonner.
Yeah.
Bono?
Bono.
He looks a little like Bono.
Boner.
Boner. He looks boner. Like he has a boner.
Let's confuse things. Got a boner. That's right.
My boner is
come
boner.
On over. Come on over. Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Well, no, why don't we all just have a party here on Mulholland Drive tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Mulholland Drive.
Very mysterious.
Okay, try to get yourself over here, and if not, get yourself over here next Saturday, okay?
Bye, darling.
We love you.
You guys. I love you.
Love you back.
And
I love
Persia. And love.
Persia, baby.
We love Persia. I don't know about Persians. I have a Persian landlord, okay?
Oh, really?
I've actually always had Persian landlords lately.
They own most of downtown.
They own most
of downtown. Yeah, they call Los Angeles tarantulas. It's like 750,000 of them here.
It is. This is Persia.
Asians?
This is Little Iraq.
Persia, find me, darling. I'd like to see you.
She's so beautiful.
Oh, that was very personal.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Okay, we got somebody on line two.
That's Ricky. Okay, the mama's boy.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Hello.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. You got to speak up a little bit.
Yeah, why is it everybody...
Talk to me.
Is it because they're talking
Ricky,
about sex?
Ricky, what do you want? What do you need?
Maybe hang on.
Ricky.
Shh, shh, shh. We're right here.
Well, just be quiet. Let's hear what he has to say. We're waiting for you, Ricky.
Is she available?
Oh, Ricky's now, right here. Ricky's on line three. That's somebody else. Put that person on hold and go to line three. We want to talk to Ricky, the mama's boy. Hello, Ricky.
What line?
Three.
Ricky, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
So you wanted to talk about your mommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right?
You have fantasies about your mommy?
Yes, I do.
What kind?
some naughty ones.
Naughty?
Naughty.
Like, give me an example.
I have fantasized about fucking her.
Okay, that's quite an example. So you have a hot mom?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Like Rachel Hunter?
Like, what does she look like?
She is about, I'd say around 5'9", reddish brown hair.
A redhead. A ginger. Okay, we're all getting hot for your mom now. But why do you think you're so hot for your mom? Is it just because she's hot, or is it because she's flirtatious or seductive?
Mainly because she's hot.
Mainly because she's hot. So she doesn't do anything to kind of instigate. You're just horny, and she's there a lot. And she makes you sandwiches and why Campanella turned on.
Well,
can't get a sandwich and a taco at the same time.
So you want to know if now the question that I have on this card is it normal to fantasize about your mom? Is that the question?
Absolutely.
I think it is.
That's
yeah,
the
we
answer.
All think it is. We all think it's normal, even if we don't.
The
Freud
first
thought
woman.
It was normal. I mean, yeah. Freud identified a syndrome called Oedipus.
Yep. Oedipus syndrome, right? Oedipus Rex.
You're actually much smarter than Sasha Gray.
Right.
Do you want to kill your father?
He doesn't live with us.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
That's
he's
part
already
of
gone.
The issue.
Yeah.
He's
gone. So
kicked him out.
Oedipus didn't know that it was his mother
right.
at the time, though.
So he says.
Oh.
Well,
all right.
And you know, Oedipus. Also, you know.
Just let me talk to Oedipus, and I'll find out what was really going on there.
You know, when you're having affections that are so close like this, it's not uncommon to have, these kind of ideations, especially when. You don't have something else.
You don't have your dad there. There's no dad there.
Yeah, no doubt you're feeling something, and that's kind of a standard thing. But perhaps, if you're tasting some sweetness somewhere else and focus your energy somewhere else, you kind of learn. But this is a base for almost all men in some capacity to have this.
We wouldn't advise for you to actually have sex
with your
mother.
Unless you take pictures and send them to us.
Well, in that case, maybe. Then you're a porn star.
Oh, when you get older.
That's right.
When you get older and you've already tried other women.
And there's no one else.
And you're still in love with your mom.
And you're dying.
It's very normal, though. Because that's the first woman in your life.
That's the first legs you see,
maybe
the first feet.
You should get another woman in your life.
And don't fantasize about your mom while you're dealing with her.
Wait a minute. Breastfeeding is like child abuse today.
What?
You're sucking your mother's tits.
Yeah, and
then you say, forget about it. Don't ever think about again how warm it was, how nice it was.
Aww.
And wait.
He's got a point.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, man.
Then you're coming through the channel. Okay? You're coming through there, and it's warm, and it's wet, and then you go,
Fishy.
I want to go back there. But you can never go back there.
Okay.
I want to take a little detour
most
here.
Most children do not remember coming out the
very
womb.
Impressed.
All right.
I'm very impressed that
most
Cadence,
boys do.
Cadence knew all about really what happened in the Oedipus myth.
Well, I'm
Oedipus
really
Rex.
Fond of mythology. It's
you
ubiquitous across the universe.
You are a classical scholar. I want to make out with you.
Make out with you too.
And
you're
I want to watch.
I like you a lot. Mm.
She's hot.
She's a classical.
I just
buff.
I think we need to learn about the stages of life before we, go on to our experiences with it.
How old are you, Ricky?
19.
Okay, so you have plenty of time to see if you could maybe have a more socially acceptable sexual relationship, perhaps with an older woman.
Yeah. Do you think about your mom when you talk to other women?
No.
No.
Okay, do you talk much to other women?
I have a question to ask. Have you been laid before?
Yes.
Okay. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
I mean, with a girl?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that kind of happens. So a lot of introductions to sexuality, especially with boys, is sometimes, doing the whole circle jerk with other guys around and yada, yada.
Are you an only child?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just him and mom.
Oh, jeez.
So that's part of what's going on here. I mean, as Freud said, we all have a kind of a thing for our mom, and as Max said, we come out of her pussy unless we're cesarean.
That's the most powerful thing that happens to
your first breath. The life comes out of that.
I think that psychologically we may remember that.
It's not necessarily remembering
in the subconscious,
it's the closeness. It's the closeness.
Yeah.
But in Ricky's case, there's a hyper closeness because there's no dad and there's no brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. There's just Ricky and mommy.
Well, it seems like he's on a healthy path, though, because he's had sex with other women.
Well, he's had validation with his mother. He's got to separate the boundaries between where the affections lie. And if he's not grown from...
Can you handle it, Ricky?
And cutting off the apron strings, you know, it's he's still going to... There's no woman on this planet that's going to size up and measure up to his mother.
Is it freaking you out, Ricky?
That happens a lot, though.
Yes, but
Ricky?
That's... These are...
Well, I mean, you're calling about it. Is it something that's really stressing you out? Or is it just you can kind of put it in its place and go, yes, I fantasize about my mom because of the situation we're in, and I don't have to... You know, I hope you don't, like, try to pounce on her or anything.
Yeah. Suckle her nipple
at
19.
Are you thinking about that kind of thing?
No, I can keep it under control.
Yeah.
So what is the actual issue right now? What are you calling about?
I was just saying if it was normal.
It's normal
to
fantasize.
It's about as normal as it gets. You came out between the V... As Peyton Place says, the V of her crotch. And you want to go back in there. It's warm. It's beautiful.
And go back into somebody else's crotch and
female
and you can call her mom.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, it's also that his father's out of the picture, so there's no real direction. I mean, you know, having uncles, having brothers, having a father kind of give you directions of what to look for, what to expect, all these kinds of things. You don't have that, but you have a feminine cascade enveloping any sense of what you think is masculine.
You're
going to cross the boundaries.
That sounds like female ejaculation.
It can be. It is if you're underneath it.
But, I mean, without a male role model, he has to just feel it out, you know?
I do like to come on her panties, though.
Her panties. You know, panties are a theme.
Wait a minute. Let me just say this. I went out with the laundry man, and he told me about Mrs. Johnson.
But did you sniff your own mother's panties?
I did once or twice, yes.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to sniff her panties, but.
But I never assaulted her or approached her or,
I don't think most of us would do
that. Don't take her fresh panties and come in them and then put them back into her drawer.
Yes.
Okay.
God forbid she gets pregnant with your son.
Oh.
Our mothers are our first women.
Yes.
I was definitely attached to my mother, like a mama's boy.
Oh, really? Let's hear about that, Dane.
Oh. Well, I just, my parents had separated and then divorced, and then, so I was very, you know, close to my mother. Actually, I think I slept in bed with her till I was quite an old age, so like 9 or 10 years
old. Wow, that is old, sleeping in bed with your mommy.
Yeah, so it was, you know, just something that happened, and I'm now not as close to her as I'd like to be, and it's not because I'm in porn, it's just like I've kind of withdrawn from a lot of my...
Does she know you're in porn? Of course she does.
Most of my family does. Actually, I think she's the last person to not know I...
She doesn't know?
What's her number? Call her right now.
Call her right now.
Oh.
Where's my phone?
Mom?
Hey, Mom, we got to tell you something about your son. I'm hanging out here with him, and...
My father knows, my sister knows, my brother knows.
Well, isn't it
your son wants to know
kind
what kind
of
panties
normal
you wear?
For the daughter to... You know, have a daddy complex, and
the son to have
a mommy complex.
I think so.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Usually,
Freud called the son mommy Oedipus complex, and he called the daughter daddy the Electra complex.
Yep.
Okay.
So you know, we all have that to some degree.
She's really a smart girl.
Yeah, she is, isn't
she's
she?
She's beautiful.
She's
and
one
smart.
Of those cute, skinny, smart girls. We like
cute,
her.
Skinny, smart,
I mean,
sexy,
learning about
tattooed.
Psychology, you have to go into mythology, and they're. Oedipus and Electra were very, obvious characters in mythology.
And it hasn't changed much since today.
Stop the car from honking. Oh,
no,
it started.
No, that's
just,
downstairs.
You know, the basis. I mean,
yeah.
We can get into Orestes if you want, but I...
Orestes. Wow. Killed his mother. He was a bad boy. I hate Orestes.
Yeah, so going back to your situation,
and he started the whole patriarchy thing.
I think Agamemnon did, actually.
Well, where did you go to school?
Yeah, that was his dad.
Where'd you learn all this shit?
On my own, actually.
I was going to say, she doesn't seem like she learned it in school. Because I was just
at Yale with Sasha Gray.
Yes.
Who is so full of shit.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, that happens
as
well.
I will not make an opinion on that.
No, I will. I have no problem.
Well, yeah. I think she's very cute, and she's done some nice pieces, she didn't know what she was talking about with regard to a few things.
Okay. So what are we telling this kid here?
Ricky, we're telling you it's normal, but, you know, don't push it. Because actually, mommy should get herself a boyfriend, probably.
And you need to make a concerted effort to move away from that. Because if you get a taste for this thing, you know, you only move that much more closer.
But, you know, you can call women mommy. Ronald Reagan used to call Nancy mommy.
Yeah, he couldn't get it out.
Yeah, look at their relationship.
I don't know. They had a romance going.
Yeah, they did. I don't know.
There's something going on.
Look what happened to the rest of the world after he left.
Yeah, that's true. He certainly...
Look where we are at 2010 because of that son of a bitch.
If he didn't screw her, he certainly screwed the rest of us.
Anyway. Sasha Gray is young, and... You know what?
I was
at 6 weeks at Yale.
Yeah.
And Sasha was on stage, and all of a sudden somebody asked her, Max Hardcore.
Yeah,
a favorite in my mind.
And she said he should be in prison.
She said he shouldn't be in prison for
what he did,
convicted of, which was basically free speech. He was convicted for his pornography.
He didn't do anything.
But she says he should be convicted because he mistreated some women or he, I don't know, did he rape them or something like
so at all.
But let's put it this way.
We don't know the true story.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah. Smart girl. We don't know about that.
I love you, baby. I love you. She's great.
That is not what he was on trial for. He was on trial for his work.
He was on trial.
Taxes abated.
He was on trial for making films that people didn't like or didn't accept.
He used the Postal Service, wasn't it? Like he used federal means to
transport. No, it wasn't even that. It was vomiting. It was
vomit.
You know, and that's why I was arrested 24 times.
What's wrong with that?
You know, nothing's wrong with that.
I'm being facetious here. But you don't have to watch it.
You're absolutely right. There's a whole... Everybody has something for everybody.
And they want to do it. They want to do it, whether it's for the money or for
consensual
the
adults.
Kinkiness.
Consensual adults.
And he was a hard director. He's pushing you to do shit.
He is hardcore.
That's why he's called Max Hardcore.
Children's episodes on PBS. I thought
and
that's what he did.
The reason I love Max Hardcore is because many years ago, when he was a young man, he read a magazine that I made, and so I call myself Max Hardcore.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And so the story goes on and on. But
so Max Hardcore shouldn't be in prison.
Let's go back to Ricky.
Ricky, are you still there?
Ricky, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to kill you. All right, stop wanking to mama's panties.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, you can wank in her panties as long as they're already in the hamper and then you put them down.
And then she's not in a wash.
That's not healthy, mister. Don't listen to this.
Okay. But stop short of trying to have sex with your actual mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
right.
That's all we ask.
Suckle her boob at 19.
At least at this time. If you still feel this way when you're 60 and she's 80, God bless you. Go have sex with her.
But you only have a few
19,
minutes left.
Let yourself go into the real world and be with other women. Okay?
Exactly.
You got it?
Call us back next week and let us know how many panties you've wanked into. Okay? Let's move on.
Line 4. Hello?
I haven't given out the number.
That's right. Give it out.
1-866-289-7068. This is the Dr. Susan Block Show, live on Radio Susie 1. I'm here with Caden St. John.
Caden St. John.
Dane Ross.
Hey, hello, how are you?
I'm going to shake up my whole table over here.
Take off your robe.
She's so fucking beautiful.
I'm educated. Is that
and smart.
Feel the cold air. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
His nipples are hard.
That body, yes. This is the... Avian, newcomer of the year.
And the X-Biz and every other probably award after that.
You're proud of this,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I am. I just
keep your arm.
Oh, there's a large penis right next to his face. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think the penis is now as wide as his penis. See, right, yeah. Sperm
Miss
Wars.
Persian woman.
Oh. Yes, his cock likes to be by another cock. Not
actually,
real.
I did real cock.
To outside it.
Not a real cock.
Not because he's gay.
Here's the thing. I did do my first double anal.
Double anal.
I performed it with another.
That's exciting.
So I did it with Otto
Let's
Bauer
talk about that.
And myself.
Otto Bauer, he's hot.
Yeah, he's a very good performer. And so, you know, double anal is cool. I could do it. It was nice.
You could do it.
No
How
problem.
Did it feel? Did it?
Doesn't feel like anything. Doesn't feel. You don't feel a guy. You don't
what
feel
do
another guy.
It doesn't
guy's,
feel like
you don't,
anything.
Well,
it's
no,
only
feel
a
like
little piece
fucking,
of skin.
You,
in
you don't
between.
Feel as if there's another dick there. It doesn't feel like. It just feels like a.
It's just all wet
just
and juicy
all wet
and
juicy
stuff.
And it's fucking hot.
In the
so.
Butt?
But subconsciously, you're registering that there's another
yuck.
Guy.
That's a lube, I guess.
And maybe on some level, as a porn star, you're thinking about the guy that's watching your eventual porn movie. And
sometimes.
And that might get you turned on. I mean, why be a porn star other than the money and getting the opportunity to screw hot women? Of course, that's important. But the idea that people are
important.
Watching, guys are watching, I think that's an element of what turns a porn star
on. Oh,
I
definitely like being watched and having that kind of validation of, like,
I'd like to
look,
watch.
Well,
look what
we
I
talked
do.
About Charlie
deck,
Chase.
I would like to watch
oh, together.
Charlie Chase, God
oh
bless her.
Oh my!
I'm working with her
and,
again soon.
You know, we just actually got in the moment with that woman.
Get in the moment now.
Well, the thing is I don't think about who's going to be watching me. I
no.
think about the moment and who I'm with at that time.
Really?
Yes. And I mean, between
you don't think
me
about,
and him.
You don't. No. You're not an exhibitionist.
I'm an exhibitionist yes, on my own,
are.
But I don't...
Take your robe off.
All
no,
right.
I
anything
oh,
she says.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think there's any...
Dr. Susie's the matriarchal hottie yeah. in the room.
And
she's just so beautiful.
Oh,
look
know,
at her.
I want to give
honey.
You a t-shirt.
Oh.
This is
oh.
an Agua t-shirt.
Oh.
Okay. This is an Agua t-shirt, and I'm going to give it to you. It's a small. Okay.
She is pushing the Agua.
Okay, I am. But can you could take your top off and then put the Agua t-shirt on. How about that?
Mm, well,
we're
I'll
doing
spooge
it
and give it back
okay,
to you.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay,
but
finish your sentence.
I just don't.
Guest
I mean, why I do girl is because a lot of the male porn stars don't really get to me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, I mean, I need someone like The Rock to, like, really.
That's Dwayne Johnson, by the way.
Yes, Dwayne
the
Johnson.
Rock, like, rock hard.
He's rock hard to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, someone masculine and
I can't
just,
imagine that any guy isn't rock hard.
But wait, you're confusing me now.
Well, no, okay. Think about it. I mean, a lot of the men don't seem very masculine to me. And that's why I just can't do it.
Define masculinity. I'm just kind of curious. I'm always curious to hear this kind of dialogue, what I hear from my counterpart.
I'm
gender
curious
girl.
To get her
not
to take
more.
Her top off and put the
audio. Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Right. Show the titties. Come on.
People. Always
yes.
after
this.
Lovely.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so pretty. I hope you're going to get a boob job for a while.
Yeah.
But
are those nipples tattooed?
No.
Oh.
Hey.
More
you
camera.
Know.
Yep.
See,
oh yeah,
he's taking advantage.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't take advantage of the willing, honey.
Put it on the other one. I'll lick one
but,
too.
All right, I'm in.
Okay.
Wow.
What is that stuff?
I need the matriarchal over
I'm
here.
I'm the matriarch here. Okay, here we go. I can't. What is this?
What is
watch
this
out
stuff?
For the agua.
Can you
I'm
explain
gonna
this
knock
stuff
over.
Here?
Oh, wait, I better pour my agua.
Watch
okay. And we have callers.
But I'm
this
very lucky for the girls
talking.
I've been cast with, and Charlie Chase was one of them, and she is phenomenal.
Amazing.
I
okay,
orgasmed many
Me
times
and Dane
on that one.
Okay, lean back. Here we go.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Great. She's beautiful.
Mmm.
Can people see this on the radio?
Mm, I can see it on webcam.
Yeah, we just put it on the radio.
I mean, I love you listening.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy.
So.
Ah, that lime powder.
I need to be in the mood in order to get off on camera. So it's not just about the list or the people who are going to see it.
Your nipples are hard.
I know.
It's a little chilly. Though.
She is.
I'm hoping
you
it was
sucking. Let me tell you something. I have interviewed with my doctor.
He's in love.
Thousands
my
and thousands.
My husband is in love with you. I can hear what he's going to say.
She is so beautiful and smart. Really?
Yeah, look at that.
Well, I mean,
t-shirt.
Look at the woman.
Mm-hmm. Look at the like, woman. The one you married. Yeah. This one.
She is a woman.
She's married her right now.
Yes.
She is so hot.
Yeah.
Does fall in
look
love
at this
every
woman.
Other show
I took her to Yale. I took her to the Bordello up in Nevada. She's the new therapist for the
Bunny
great,
Ranch.
Luscious hookers up there. Mm-hmm.
And she can hold her own.
Yeah.
Hookers need a therapist,
and
too.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
You know, she is a very strong woman.
You know what? You can hold your own pretty
Yeah, soon. That's right.
Well, I'm highly opinionated, and people do not like that.
Well, we do.
I think you're more than highly opinionated.
Give me an opinion
opinions opinions are a dime a dozen.
They're like assholes.
Yeah.
Everyone's
intellect.
Well,
and
yeah, people do not like assholes.
If I can,
come on,
put my
I love
cock
my
in.
Asshole. Can,
it's all right.
He loves assholes.
Oh, man, love
that's
those.
A clean asshole.
That's
nice.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, keep
clean,
clean and asshole.
One that just got
clarity.
Dirty.
Thank you, Your Honor. We're looking for clarity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just I tend to put my two cents in way too much.
Oh,
I
honey, it's more like
Dr.
$2 million.
I'm worth that.
Oh,
by the
much,
way.
Much more.
Because obviously I'm educated.
Yeah. Now let's find out. You educated yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Because I read somewhere that you're a skinhead. And
oh,
you
yes.
seem to have a nice head of hair on you.
Well, it's a little short in the back.
Yeah.
I have a Chelsea, which is a typical skinhead haircut. I am obviously not working class anymore. I work in the adult industry, so therefore I'm not digging ditches anymore.
And she's not racist, okay? Because
no.
she has a big thing about I am not racist or
yeah,
go away
on my
racist.
Website immediately, if you are racist, do not come to my website. That's like the main prerogative on that, you know, perfect splash page. Because it's just awful. Period.
What you are is smart.
I'm
intellectual. I heard you.
I try to educate myself on everything.
Listen, I was at Yale and I was listening to this porn star.
Oh, but back
and
to
and at a certain
right.
point, I said,
"He's gonna."
I said, "Boo,
Sasha,
Sasha is a beautiful person, and
have you met her?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have a scene with her?
No, she is in one of the movies that I did, Girls, Girls, Girls 2.
Girls, Girls, Girls 2. Now,
yeah.
there's
why
an intellectual
Why wasn't I
focus.
In that one?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Are you a girly boy?
He could be.
She
boy.
Did an amazing scene with Joanna Angel. And
Joanna Angel's very cool.
Yeah, Joanna Angel is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing person, and she is also educated.
She went to Rutgers.
Rutgers?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Rutgers.
Okay. Yeah, she
yeah,
has
no,
a master's in,
New York,
in English,
yeah.
Which was amazing to me to find out. But Sasha Gray is just a very creative person, and as long as she keeps on educating herself and, you know, making what she does, she's going to be a phenomenal
well,
woman by the time she's
Prince
my age.
Max educated
yeah.
her.
Prince
yeah.
Max?
I was very...
educated her.
I was not very happy.
Okay, but
and,
the...
You know, I've
well,
been...
I already heard
well,
you
wait,
about
wait a minute,
that.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
She is...
I've been
and
in this...
the staff of the Bonobo Gang would like to hear Dylan sing.
Oh. Dylan. Come on, let's hear you.
For the last part, Sasha Gray is an amazing person, and she will become an even more amazing person in years
to come. But when she says that people have to be in prison, then Sasha Gray is not my friend.
No, that was wrong.
Because I spent 4 years of my life in prison.
For
who hasn't been in prison around here, no. huh?
You were in prison?
I actually was in juvenile hall.
Really?
For 6 months for assault and battery. Yeah.
You assaulted and battered
you?
Someone? Or
yeah.
What? You did. You
yeah.
actually did do that.
Yeah. I actually got caught for it. out of the many times.
Who are you beating up on, you hot little
actually,
thing?
A racist skinhead.
A racist skinhead? Go,
yes.
Girl.
Right. I mean...
Punch him out.
Well, to tackle
your
beliefs...
You're so fucking beautiful. Look at you.
You have to fight for what you believe in. And, I mean, that's how I became educated, was to have so many... such a belief system that you had to educate yourself and be able to back it.
You did it.
Yeah, well, you didn't use a gun on him, did you?
No, it was just plain
She had
fists.
A job as a gun cleaner or something.
A gunsmith,
a
yeah.
A gunsmith.
I did action jobs.
You've won my heart. You're doing good.
Yeah.
All right, so...
But we're not into guns ourselves.
Let's see here.
I don't know what happened to Dylan. Dylan.
Dylan.
Okay.
Dylan.
I think he's in the potty.
Okay, so you. Ernie is now on line one. Do we have Ernie?
Ernie, let's try it. Okay.
Line one.
Hey, Ernie, you're on the air.
Hello, Ernie.
Hi.
Well, what did you want to say?
Come
on,
Ernie.
Say anything
Ernie.
On your card.
Where are you, Ernie?
Yeah, I want to talk to you. I got a question about older women.
I can't hear you.
You got a question about older women?
Yeah.
And what's the question? How do you attract an older woman?
Go to a cougar invention.
You're like 20 or
cougar
so?
Cougar convention.
Where does he live?
Yeah, cougar convention.
Cougar convention. They have these wear
nice,
conventions.
Wear nice and clothes. Don't be a gangster.
Or join a book club. A book club. Older women are often members of book clubs. They are.
I'll tell you what. One of the things you got to few things you got to do. Do something a little classy. As women get older, the tastes get more redefined to things that have a higher sense of sensibility. That means they're into the arts. They're into literature. They're
the
into things
clubs,
like that.
Right.
Get involved in things like that. No clubs and thug
art
gangster
clubs,
crap. None of that crap. Go to some of these things. Go to poetry readings. Go to book releases. Go to a lot of these things and just
and dress a little nicer
that's
than
right.
most young
collared
guys
shirts.
Do.
Collared shirts, long sleeve shirts. Collared shirts, long sleeve shirts. No name tattoos on your neck.
How you know old are you, and where do you live?
Oh, I live in the Bronx.
He lives in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
And how old are you?
32.
32.
Right. 32.
Oh, he's really looking for an older woman. Okay. You're looking for me, honey.
How old are you talking, man? How much older are you talking? Older, slightly older than you, a bit older than you,
he's
a lot older
for
than you.
45, I bet. Right?
I'm about 45, 50.
You're looking for 45, 50. Okay. Yeah. You got to go to art museums. Women like that are members of art museums or.
Go to the market.
Yeah, and
or
also.
Just the market.
And also go to a little more of the upscale
yeah,
wine.
Yeah, feel some
wine bar. Classy women like wine. Go to a wine bar, sit there, and wear a nice sports coat, wear a collared shirt, and just sit there and enjoy the wine. Learn a little bit.
And
don't grab the bulb, grab the stem.
Don't put any
ice in your white Zinfandel.
As the cougar culture gets bigger and bigger, I know that they have conventions, and you can go for that as well.
And if you're looking for an older guy, call me.
But cougar conventions are kind of.
Just gotta wear a dress.
Why would he call you?
A woman that goes to a cougar convention has to be brave.
No, it's absolutely true.
No,
you gotta go to a little more higher scale restaurant. Sit there, have a glass of wine. Even if you have to nurse it for an hour.
High scale hotels with the bars.
Mm-hmm. Lots of.
It's usually in Beverly Hills in LA, but
also,
I don't know how it is
San Diego
in
too.
Bronx.
Where are you, man?
In the Bronx.
The Bronx. You know, ain't gonna happen.
You gotta
go to Manhattan. You gotta go to Manhattan. Yeah. Or you gotta go to Long Island.
Can you get to Manhattan?
And listen.
Yes, Manhattan would be the
take
place.
Take the subway.
Get a card. Get a business card. A classy business card. Just
nice suit.
That's right. And,
make up a company.
Don't be expecting to take them home that night, because classy women will wait.
Yeah, they need
they
the
wait.
Foreplay.
Yeah, they'll wait, and that they like that little
got
play.
It?
They'll
got
wait.
Now
you got it.
Ernie, you got it?
Stay
call us
warm.
Back and let us know when you got a cougar by the tail.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah. Go to New Jersey. Tell these people to you, China.
Dr. Susie's switching over here, though, Ernie.
All right. Thank
talk
you,
to you
Ernie.
Later.
Thanks.
We're going to listen to Dylan.
We're going to listen to Dylan play us
yes.
a little
Wonderful.
Tune.
Absolutely.
We can dance.
Okay, let's. Yeah, we're going to take
it.
A little
the
break.
Nipples look really good in that.
We're going to
shake
Don't
come yet
it.
And don't go away.
Right. We'll
we're going to hear from
right
Dylan,
back.
And we'll be right back with more conversation.
I need another shot.
She's
right
so beautiful. She's so hot. Look at her.
Childhood living.
Sounds like a mommy complex.
It's easy to do.
This is one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Yeah.
I've discovered what I wanted from you. Graceless lay down. You know who I am. I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild horses couldn't drag me away.
Yeah.
That's it. There's a lot more to that song.
What
happened?
Wow, she's demanding. I like
yeah.
Hey, baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you gotta come home with me.
Right. Good Black Crowes and Rolling Stones. Yes. Awesome.
Awesome stuff.
My kind of wow. man.
Pick it out home, honey.
It's all about the love. All about the love.
Hell no.
Oh. Hell no.
We got a half hour.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Fast forward.
It's 12:30. We started 11.
Are you drinking too much of that aqua?
No, maybe.
We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to just...
She's drinking too much of that aqua.
Okay. And
liquor.
We are going to do an extra half hour tonight.
Yeah.
Because,
half hour.
Yeah.
No, no, it's not an extra half hour. It's a regular.
Well,
half
but
hour.
Last week we did only
we're
till
all
midnight.
Drunk, right.
Yeah.
Because
last week we were really drunk.
And that's how
and
that
we
works.
We ended yeah. at midnight because we were like so that. Excited. And then we ate Hamantaschen off of
you
each
play
other's
and I will sing.
Oh. Yeah.
We're going to hear more from Dylan now.
Wait a minute. You're going to sing?
And you're going to sing?
You gonna sing?
The Wild Horses?
Okay,
yeah.
Let's sing the Wild Horses.
Let's
sing
Kate
St. John on
give me a cue.
Vocals.
Like, what's
Get
the
down
verse?
On your microphone, darling girl.
Childhood living.
It's easy to do.
Nice.
The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses. We'll find them. Oh, we'll ride them someday.
Wow. Well.
Let's hear it for Dylan and Kaden St. John on vocals right there. Wild horses can't drive us away from her.
We'll go to the Black Crowes.
The word fiction.
I can't remember.
In certain companies.
Woo!
Yeah, she tell you she's an offer.
after you meet her family.
Yeah, she talks to angels. And it's sad that you know her name.
That's all you go.
Yeah, she talks to angels.
And it's sad that I know her name.
It's a medley.
Paints her eyes as black
as night now.
She pulls those shades down tight.
Ooh.
Yeah, tight. There's a smile when the pain comes.
This will be the rest of the show.
I'll make everything alright. Yeah, alright. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Sexy talks to angels. And they said they all know her name.
It's go, honey, sing.
I don't know the rest of the words. Like
sexy talks to angels. They come around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They come around. Don't you know that thing? Call her.
I'll get to the wild horses in a second.
Dylan and Caden St. John.
Give him a
singing it on down.
Wow.
All right.
Mm. Little American Woman.
You know, I don't think I know that. I haven't played that.
We're going to go to a call now.
All right.
Thank
Bring
you.
It on.
Thank you very much.
What do we got? We got a line.
We have Devin on line one who
line
likes
one.
Feet.
Thank you, Katie.
Feet. Is not sure why.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Here we
That's
go.
A boot. All it's right. not feet. But
hang in there. Feet. Cold.
Okay, feet.
Feet. Everybody quiet on the set. We're going to talk about feet.
Feet.
Hello?
Hello, Devin. Let's play footsie.
Talk to us, Devin.
Devin?
Yeah.
So what's up with you and the feet?
Oh, no.
You don't know? You have a foot fetish, baby? Yeah.
You gotta talk up.
Yeah, speak you up, Devin. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, having a foot fetish is not like, you know, being into, like, rape, sexual harassment. Even it's not even like being into your mom. I mean, having a foot fetish is actually an asset in life because women love a foot massage.
Yep.
Mm. I have a take on this. If you be so kindly obliged.
Take.
There's something when you go to art school and do something with marble. When you do anything with sculpting pieces, they start with the extensions of hands and feet.
Mm-hmm.
There's something extraordinary with these appendages.
Yes.
And I think that men very often find the extreme sensuality in these finer forms, hands and feet. You know, you have leg men, you have ass men,
there's
you have boob men.
Very
you
few
have
hand fetish men.
But there's
they have foot fetish.
I think there's in almost everybody I know that has a hand fetish or a foot fetish, especially a foot fetish, they're classy. They have a higher taste in just about everything. Art,
that's
and,
me.
And
yes, of course.
Wines,
yes.
And they're professionals, white collar. So listen, man. Don't sweat it.
Enjoy
just
it.
Don't let it. Don't be getting other people involved in a negative way.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. And adore. Find some woman who has beautiful legs and beautiful feet and just love them. Love them and let her let you love them.
Well, the thing is, I mean, with anything, as long as you don't let it affect your regular life, your work, hobbies, or whatnot.
But what
it's
if
a
he's a shoe
thing.
Salesman? Yeah. Then it would be okay.
Backgammon.
Well,
yeah,
it would
like
be
that.
Like the guy who masturbates who wants to be a porn star.
Most men, I mean, and honestly, shoe salesmen kind of with the foot fetishes let it get in the way.
Oh, well, sometimes, yeah.
But
would you like to try on another pair of shoes?
Devin, are you there?
Yeah.
What type of foot fetish do you have? I mean, what do you like to do with feet?
Everything.
Everything. Okay, that's good. So then you should learn the art of foot massage. Okay? And
also
once you massage
join.
A woman's foot, it's just a matter of moments before you can get it into your mouth.
And not only that, if you're actually wanting a foot to massage your penis and, you know, to get you off,
that
can happen as well. But,
foot
you know,
job.
And I say this, man, start with the class. Start with all the class and all the grace will fall forward.
And but most women love it when you buy them shoes.
Learn
and
the pressure points.
You know, get
the shoes.
All that
right.
Shit.
Are you into
all
shoes?
That shit.
Are you into shoes?
Yeah, just love the feet, man.
Not
love
all
the
feet people are into shoes.
That's
are you
right.
into shoes?
Look.
Yes.
You into shoes, man?
Sandals?
Kind of. Is that a kind of yes or kind of
he
no?
He likes bare feet, I think.
Do you like giant Samoan feet? Or what's going on, man?
Get into belladonna.
Jesus. I mean...
You don't like shoes? You just like bare feet?
No, sometimes.
Sometimes. You talk too softly. One of the things you got to do is learn how to talk louder, and then you'll have more time on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Yeah. Are your wife's feet in the other room? Something?
Do you have a wife?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, he's got no wife. This is young men night. We've got all these
young
men.
Young men, Oedipus, they all got Oedipus Rex. Oedipus, I swear to God, it's all over the place. And I think what's
are
happened
you
is
into your mother's feet by
no,
any chance?
No, I think what's happened that so much, there are so many divorced women that they are taking care of their kids, and often they have maybe one, maybe two children, and one of the son just doesn't have that kind of connection to.
Maybe there is a little bit more of that mommy thing than there used to be.
Well, yeah, because there's
probably.
More mommies, there's no daddies.
Well, yeah,
and
there's
also,
a lot of
really
think about
it's very mommies. Hard to connect with the opposite sex nowadays with the internet.
Women make as much money, if not more, than men in many ways.
Yes.
In many ways,
don't
be wrong.
But yet, being sexual.
Guys, just don't connect.
Do women make more than men in porn?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's
a
couple.
Dane knows all about that.
Yeah, there's a couple guys.
Anyway, have we helped you, Devin?
Devin?
Devin, did you have a question specifically? What was that?
Are there parties like that?
Are there parties?
Parties, yes.
No,
actually,
yeah.
There's
party.
A party on the 18th here.
Or not on the 18th. It's going to be, I think, in April.
April.
In the first week of April, we're going to have a foot
fetish
salon. Actually, it's called Foot
well,
Night.
And also, Devin, there is a wonderful site called FetLife. And
FetLife, yes.
Yes, which stands for, obviously, Fetish Life. And you
we're
can put
on
your...
That.
You can put your profile on as a foot fetish guy and find other people involved with that.
But you know what? Foot fetish is so benign. You can find it anywhere. You don't even have to consider it a fetish. In fact, I wouldn't even talk about it as a fetish.
Well,
just love a woman's feet. Get into it. Learn the art of massage. Learn how to... I know you like bare feet, but you must like some kinds of sandals. How old are you, Devin? 23. Have you had sex?
Yeah.
With a partner. Hey, man, I had a lot of sex. I had a lot of sex before I had a girl. First time, I had a lot of sex.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
hey, man, 16 shooting blanks. What the hell happened there?
With a fetish, they feel like they're the only ones.
I know, but his is so benign. It's practically not a fetish. It's almost like, you know, there are ass men, there are leg men, there
right.
are boob
exactly.
men, and
absolutely.
There are foot men.
But I tell you that I think
yeah.
the higher... I think... That was nice. Look at
I
you.
I think Dr. Susan's getting a little loaded.
Jeez, I know.
I want her to get loaded.
Can you pull your panties to the side when you do that next time?
Yeah, but...
The saint.
Okay, now. Here we go. One more time.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, nice. You know, you should show this boy here your legs.
Devin, just join a place like FetLife to get involved with other people like you.
If you want.
I mean, because it's hard to find people like that in regular circumstances.
Vodka. Wine here.
Like, do you go to the bar and go, "Hey, are you in defeat?" You know, it's hard to
you can't do that.
connect with people who have the same fetish as you.
Let me tell you how to approach a woman about her legs. When you
go
see
out dancing with her.
Absolutely.
And
take tango.
Then, when she's done with dancing, her feet are going to hurt.
Take tango lessons.
And then you just rub her feet.
That's right.
With oil, perhaps.
Yeah.
And you got it made. Mm. You can start kissing them, you know, and you can make love to her feet because women love that. Unless there are some women that don't want men to touch their feet, and you don't want to touch those women.
Like myself.
No, you know what? Fuck them. They're crazy
really
bitches.
I'm really not fond of feet.
Uh-oh.
Well, no.
Well,
listen,
I mean, when I was young,
no wonder you call it a fetish.
Well, yeah.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you real quickly here.
You know what happened?
Did
a pervert
start
sucking on your toes?
No, I was studying to be a phlebotomist, actually.
A phlebotomist?
Oh. Yeah.
Close
a person who draws blood.
Right.
And, you found out in the beginning that what was closest to the floor gains the most infection. Like, drawing blood out of the foot is a no-no. Because you walk on the floor,
you get dirt.
We're not
talking about drawing blood out of the foot.
No, I'm just saying that's how I found out that I was not a foot person.
Our feet are the slaves of our body. We walk on them all day. We dance on them. We jump on them. It's a wonderful thing
when
someone
walk on our
wants
hands.
To worship them and love them.
Let me give this guy some advice, if I can.
Yeah.
My brother, are you there? Hey, man, are you there?
You know, you got a calling here.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't want any more
advice.
I swear, if you took, Fet Life is full of different
fetish.
Right, right.
By talking about drawing blood from the feet.
He doesn't like hearing about
athletes.
I'm sorry. That's how I was like,
the guy needs to take some tango classes, some salsa classes with women who love to dance. You know what happens with them? They wear nice shoes. They wear shoes that are not appropriate for a normal walk.
But
they look—that's right. But the thing is, the feet are connected to these wonderful ankles and wonderful legs. Eventually, I mean, really, dancers are about legs. They're about legs. You know, absolutely. You know, look, man.
And nerves go everywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
And
now, some guys say that a foot is actually a substitute for the cock, but I'm not going to go there.
Big feet, big cock.
Mr. Dillon, do you have any songs about feet?
I do.
You do. Okay.
Okay.
Let's listen to a song about feet.
Do I know this one?
No. This was done in 1978.
That's exactly right.
I don't know this song, man. At Radio Susie 1 with Caden St. John and Dane Cross and Dylan, who's
the
about
saint.
To sing. Don't come yet.
The fucking
don't go
saint.
Away.
After St. John. Mm-hmm. John the Baptist.
I went dancing with her in a tango class, and I stared at her ankle, and I wanted to toast my glass and, like Cinderella, put champagne and drink where her feet was. She let me sit her down, and I took her shoes off like they were crowns, and
was this like an Iggy Pop thing?
Ordered some Crown Royale and said, "Oh, maybe one or two ice cubes," and slipped them in.
I remember.
The bartender asked me if I wanted a straw. I said, "Oh no, man, I just want to sip this thing with my lips and my tongue." And I wanted to draw.
And the champagne dripped to her big toe.
Madness and all men in wonderful feet. So I spent all my money on tango lessons, and I had 85 women lined up, and I just said, "Oh, honey, I love those shoes, but you know, I just really hear about the feet."
I'm here for the feet, baby.
And I said, "Honey, that's great. I like you, but some of you women, you know, you need to shave those legs because, you know, I'm just about kissing those feet." "I like your lotions, but, you know, if you're wearing 4 or 5, they all smell kind of funky, but, you know, you're just kind of naturally in a little soap. You know, I'm going to stick my tongue between each of those toes, and I just feel your little sweet loving, pulsating, lovely feet." Mm. Go
phone calls, and now we're about Oedipus. They love their mamas and their panties. And we all gonna end them with just lovely, sweet, tasting, feeling feet.
I get toe-gasms just listening to that.
Yeah, some men are boob men, some men are ass men, some men are leg men, but you know what I come to find out tonight? They are men who just love the feet.
Big toes.
He did one like that about asses last time he was here.
It's great.
Every man needs to take a little lesson about dancing, because women love to move and shake and feel alive and let every pulsating thing move. And you know when they're dancing, the asses get tired. And so the little sweet honey hole moves them down and scrolls down to feet.
Susie needs to take off her go-go boots.
That's right. When it's all done, let her ass forget everything about the tits and the face and all that bullshit and that 7.95 million Kira rock that she's on her hand, because we just really want to just kiss that little feet.
Little Dr. Susie and her feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to...
That's right.
Yeah, that was great.
Only night time I've sang this song this last 3 weeks.
Feet radio. From our house to your house, we've been enjoying...
Thank you.
See, I'm enjoying the view right now when Dr. Susie is spreading her legs.
You don't have to take them out, honey. Just pull them to the side. Yeah. Pull them to the side.
Exactly.
That's right.
I want to say hi to Christina.
Christina.
Christina, come here to a microphone. Steal a microphone from somebody.
Yeah. Where have you been?
She's been hiding.
Why?
Christina's she's observing. So she's a voyeur.
It's because I've been trying to get her to take off her dress.
Yeah, that's a hot dress.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
I've missed you so much.
Oh, I miss you too, beautiful.
It's like, it feels like since December.
Oh. But you were...
Get off your phone.
You were just here like a few days ago.
Yeah, I was. I was visiting you. I know, but it just goes like so long.
Yeah.
This is like a different aura, you know, like when we're on a show.
Yeah.
It's very different than when we're hanging out or just like playing or cleaning or doing other things.
What do you think of tonight's show?
I think it's awesome. It's very different.
Very, very awesome and different.
Yeah. Well, we have different callers, like you're mentioning. Yeah. Very young,
we got the saint. She's just fucking brilliant girl.
Thank we you. Have these horny guys, young guys, horny for their mothers, horny horny to masturbate.
I actually had a boyfriend once.
What's
when
with
I was
the young horny guy? What about the old horny guys?
What about the old horny guys? Let's
what about
hear from
that?
An old horny guy.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of hot.
Are you turned on by Dr. Susie?
Kind of reminds me of an uncle fantasy.
I am. I have been with this woman for 20 years.
She's not a foot.
24.
Done with her surprises, is she?
No. When I first had sex with her, she gave me her feet.
Really?
That's hot.
Yes.
And I took off her boots. And
you
I just
love to my feet first.
And then I found, listen, this is what I found. I found 10 lesbian women in a boot.
Wow.
And I said,
well, five in each.
That's hot.
This is hot. This is fucking hot.
He does. He gives personalities.
Thanks for the tips, by the way.
Toe. Yeah. Each toe has a distinctive personality.
There's a big fat mama.
Big Bertha here.
Who runs the clan.
And then the second toe is the tall, skinny model.
And then there's a model with the big, long toe.
The middle toe is the slut. Yeah. Who's in between all the other girls, right?
And then
I've got a hole in my stocking.
Then there's the little baby.
Do I have to go through your feet to bang you?
Go out of
is that what's going on?
Yeah, they're all fucking.
They're
all
giving
the
you.
No, she's pretty. All the toes. She's pretty slutty. You don't have
and
to
then,
worry about.
And then there's a
I've tried to jump on her a few times.
And
I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. Go right ahead.
This is your wife and all, but
she's beautiful. I love her.
I've tried to.
She is the most.
Jump on me.
Okay, I got to take off the headphones. Out. Sorry about that.
Go jump.
I'm gonna
you're listening
jumped.
To Radio Susie
oh
1 on the
I have
world.
An Agua
t-shirt. Whoa, look at her.
Yeah.
By the way, you got great tits. Mm.
Oh, yeah, jump on me, girl. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Mm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
There we go. I see all colors and skins here. This is mad.
Dr. Susie, you love to get abused.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Susie loves sexual abuse. Jeez.
I guess I
know. Oh, I'll be over here.
Her lipstick is gone already.
She is not.
Am I still in microphone? Oh, yeah.
Nah,
do more kissing sound.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, well, you guys are supposed to be talking while
No, no, yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Also, this, look, Max, this one time, this a boyfriend freaked the hell out of me out. I had a boyfriend freak the hell out of me out because he told me that he actually had a fantasy of going back inside of his mother. That was just way too much
back
for me.
Inside of
most
his
boys
mother.
Have that fantasy.
And he was around 19.
Every time I fuck, I'm going,
panties.
Mama, let me back in. Because this earth sucks.
And they were too small on him.
Yeah, I don't know how to take it, though, when he told me that.
Right?
It was just a little too shocked. I was only 13.
Yeah, panties.
Look at her.
She's wearing your panties?
Yes, she is.
Well,
right.
Yes, these are his panties. That's why they're so big. But they're fun. They're nice, huh?
They're like cotton.
They are. They are. I know. But there's a pussy under them.
Not
a dick.
Okay.
It's great.
It,
it's great.
All right. Anyways, what were we talking about? Christianity and how it shaped
Christianity and how the world changed.
Yeah,
and
how's this going? Anyways,
the revolution and Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Now we're
wonderful.
You're listening to radio like you've never heard before.
Yeah, I never heard.
We reach down and we get right between your crotch.
Foot fetish guy needs to be on watching the webcam.
Whoa, look at her.
He does.
She is just great, the saint. I love her.
Get a close up on Dr. Susie.
I'm a love of her so much. I don't know what to say.
Lisa, get a close up of Dr. Susie's toes.
Look at her. Wow.
Oh, the toes? You got the toes, Jessica?
She's got my stocking off.
You need someone over there.
My leg is cold now.
Ooh.
No, I'm not going to take the other one off.
Because you're going to freeze her. It's raining.
We've got 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And you're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. You're listening to Revolution and Evolution. And just let me tell you this.
Okay?
I don't break down your fucking doors. I don't want to change your culture. Because you got to pay me to hear me.
Yeah.
Pay me to hear me, okay? Mm. Otherwise, whatever the fuck you're doing, you want to wear shit on your head, go right ahead. It's no problem.
She has really nice breasts.
Yeah. Oh, she's got great tits, man. Mm. Whoa.
And they still taste like lime powder.
I didn't lick it all off.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know. I'm glad you saved me some. Am I almost done with the show?
You're almost done. And from our house to your house.
Do we have another caller?
From our speakeasy.
No. From our house to your house.
To your mansion on the hill.
From
or
our
your
insanity.
Box.
From our cardboard boxes.
More.
From our broken down cars in California. From the revolution and the evolution that's in our hearts.
It's not that way.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
here we are.
For you.
And we love you.
Yeah.
I think we're almost done. And I want to thank Caden St. John and Dane Cross.
My God, she's
and
beautiful.
Christina and Dylan. And
Dylan.
Max and Brandilio and Lisa
song.
And Justin and Mar and Nori and Hillary, or is that Hillary there? Yeah. And Hugo. Who else am I going to thank? Who else is here?
And there's somebody with Hugo.
Okay, and the guy
and
who's
Bran.
With Hugo.
Yeah.
I thank Bran. Okay,
I'll tell you guys, Susie's
and
very
I
want to
thank you, my darling listener or viewer on webcam, for having us in your home or your cardboard box. I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. Where's my hat? Okay.
No matter what your fetish is.
No matter what your fetish is, I want you to find peace through pleasure and make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.